I want to play a game.
Welcome to Chew It with Pruitt, the regularly released podcast where your host, Kenny Pruitt, talks to people he knows about stuff that matters to them, all while hopefully making some new friends along the way. Join in on the conversation via email, contact@chewitpruitt.com, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @ChewItPruitt, or literally let your voice be heard at 507-407-CHEW. He has a high school diploma and a microphone, so you might as well listen. He's Kenny, and this is his podcast.
Oh, yes. There will be blood.
Welcome to part three of The Journey to Jigsaw. I'm once again joined with Matthew DeLuca. Matt, how are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you?
Oh, you know, it's my Friday, my mini Friday. I get tomorrow off, work one more day, and then get two more days off. It's the weird quirk of my schedule.
Very nice.
But I do like the 4:10s, so I only have to make my commute 4 days a week.
That would be nice. 4:10s would be ideal.
Do you remember our days back at Capital Manor? They weren't 4:10s, but our Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday shift.
Five to one thirty.
Yeah. Yep, we did that shift together for a few months. We actually, by the time I got that shift, I think we both ended up quitting somewhat soon after that. But yeah, we used to carpool every single day to work. We lived together. Worked the exact same schedule at work.
One night we decided to drink. Was it Jolt?
Soda? No, Vault.
Vault.
Yeah. We tried to stay up all night and drink a 2 liter each of Vault.
So dumb.
It was a poor decision. I would never do that again. But you have to make mistakes to learn from them, right? Maybe this is a mistake, but we're watching Saw 2. Saw 1 was pretty much what we both expected. Enjoyed it. Remember the storyline pretty well. I think we're both on the same page that neither of us really knows what Saw 2 is about.
Yeah.
I remember that, well, from Netflix telling me that Donnie Wahlberg is in this. So that does slightly ring a bell. In that I think I remember what this movie is about. I think that Donnie Wahlberg's kid gets abducted by Jigsaw.
Okay. None of that rings a bell.
Okay. I think that is the premise of this movie, but I only remember that now that I know that Donnie Wahlberg is in this movie. What are your expectations for Saw 2, Matt? Do you expect to like it more or less than Saw 1?
Very low expectations.
Okay.
Kind of, I think it's going to gradually go down as we get deeper into this thing. Because Saw was it's definitely the best and probably will be. And
yeah.
Kind of just.
Yeah. I think that Saw, you know, in reflecting, looking back and then anticipating the next 7 movies. Yeah, I think Saw actually kept it really simple. It's actually a really simple movie. There's only 2 or 3 sets. Like, they don't do a ton of stuff. There's the traps here and there that they show just brief scenes of. But for the most part, you spend 80% of the film in that bathroom.
Yeah.
And then little bits here and there to just kind of show that there is a world outside of the bathroom. But I think more and more it gets more and more complicated to make a franchise and a series out of it rather than it just being what was obviously originally intended to be a standalone film. Well, I think we're going to jump into it.
We're both
old men, and it's already 9:20. Good thing this movie's only an hour and a half.
Yeah.
All right, we will check back in with our review of Saw 2.
I want to play a game. Greetings and welcome. Right now, you are breathing in a deadly nerve agent. The only way out is to find an antidote. One is inside the safe. You all possess the combination in the back of your mind. Let the game begin.
Let's just take our
time. This whole house is a trap.
Why suck the hell out of me? Run!
Live or die, make your choice.
There's something that we're not seeing. You did this.
Open the door! There's nowhere to go!
Where is he?
Oh, yes. There will be blood.
One thing I definitely could not have predicted before watching Saw 2 was that we would find two Dane Cook references. The first one was there is a character whose name was Obby. Which reminded me of a Dane Cook joke where he insists that all people with Obby names are always a bag of douche.
You caught that one.
Yeah. Yes. And then Matt, you caught the second reference.
Yeah. There's words I can't say, and I won't. But...
yes, there is a joke regarding turning around in people's driveways and then murdering them because of it.
Yep.
Yep. But yes, he says the exact line from that joke as like the last line of Saw 2.
Maybe that's where Dink got his lines from.
I mean, he has been accused a lot of stealing jokes. So maybe he even just stole material directly from Saw 2. He's just like a closet Jigsaw fan. Just a big fan of the Saw franchise. Now, as soon as we started watching this movie, I started remembering kind of the storyline. And so I'd say about 10 minutes in, I kind of remembered where it was going. So it didn't have quite the impact, I think, as the first time I watched it. I remembered almost right away that the video that they're watching the whole time of this event happening actually has already taken place.
I've definitely forgot that part.
And I feel like that revelation at the end actually does make it a pretty decent movie. Like, actually, this one was better than I remembered it being. I wouldn't say it's better than the first one. For me personally, I still think Saw 1 is better. But this one was better than I remembered it being. It at this point in the series, I feel like there isn't... I didn't feel like this one was more over-the-top, gratuitous violence. More so than the first one. I feel like it was about on par with the first movie.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know, maybe.
I'm just trying
to. Maybe there were a couple. Like when the back of that guy's head flaps open.
Yeah, that was a little bloody.
That was a little much. I guess that is a little bit more than you get in the first one. And then, yeah, like thrown into a pit of needles. Just the thought of that is like terrifying.
Yeah.
But I feel like. As you get into the later movies, it's just, like, so more gratuitous.
I'm sure it's going to get worse. Especially when we have to eventually have to get 3D glasses at some point.
I don't think that... I hope... That actually would
Isn't
be hilarious.
Isn't it Saw 3D?
Well, it's Saw... No, it's Saw the Final Chapter was Saw 3D. But I don't think that it's going to be presented in 3D on Netflix. That would be hilarious. Like, go get your 3D glasses.
That'd be really funny.
Do you have any revelations? What's the biggest thing that sticks out to you about Saw 2?
Oh, I just what do you expect from these kind of movies? I mean, the acting is subpar.
Yeah, I think we can agree with that. You get Donnie Wahlberg instead of Mark.
Yeah,
I mean, that's basically all you need to know about that.
I feel like most of the budget was spent on camera special effects.
Yeah, there's a lot of
camera things going on.
Yeah, they
there.
Do a lot of weird, like, speeding up mm-hmm. the feed for some reason. Like, it definitely gives it a very specific look.
Yeah.
In that regard. I know for you, Amanda's voice on the recorder at the end wasn't quite as.
No, it's not
the same effect
not the
as
same.
As John's. Yeah, it's not nearly as intimidating, that's for sure. I feel like that they definitely cast Jigsaw well in the sense that his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I looked this guy up, Tobin Bell, the guy that plays Jigsaw. He has like 107 acting credits. I swear I've never seen him in anything other than this.
That is a lot.
I've never seen him play any character other than Jigsaw.
Eric Matthews.
Yeah, that was... I mean, how can we not talk about the main character of Saw 2 being named Eric Matthews?
Yeah.
I mean, we are both huge Boy Meets World fans.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this movie would have been... just that much better if they had cast Will Friedle in the role.
That'd be really funny. Or a cameo by Ben Savage.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, why couldn't Ben Savage have been one of the people in the house? Of course, at the end of Saw 2, you end up back in the same bathroom that most of Saw 1 took place in. And we were racking our brains trying to figure out why there were two decomposing bodies in there.
Yeah.
Like, one of them is obviously Adam from the first movie. Oh, wait. Is the other one Zeb? Does he show up in the bathroom? That must have been who it is.
I'm trying to figure out who Zeb was.
So Zeb was the guy that was at that guy's house, remember, with his family?
Was he the cop guy?
No, not the cop guy. Like, the janitor at the hospital, remember?
Oh.
His game was that he had to stay with... I can't remember his name, but the guy who cut his foot off.
Right.
So Zeb was at his house with his family. That was his game.
Yeah, okay, I remember that.
Because the whole movie, you kind of think he's Jigsaw. And then you find out at the end, he's actually not. He's playing a game. So that's who that other body was. Now we're like, he shows up to kill... Carrie Yule's character. I don't know why I can't remember his name. But yeah, he shows up there, and then I think Adam shoots him or something. Kills him somehow.
I think you're right.
So yeah, we could not for the life of us figure out who that second body was, but I think that I'm now remembering. Because I was just thinking, like, there's only three people in there. It was Jigsaw, who was pretending he was dead, and then the other two. Okay, so that's who the two bodies were, and then we end off with Eric Matthews having been attacked by
The good-looking
guy. Amanda. Yes. When a crime breaks out, all the cute girls shout. Get the good-looking guy. When there's a crime out there, he's going to comb his hair because he's the good-looking guy. So, yes, we find out that Amanda is actually not part of the second game as a contestant, if you will, but as the host. She is actually undercover, and it appears as though her job was to keep Daniel safe in the game and bring him to Jigsaw for Eric's game. There's a lot of confusion and misdirection. It's all revealed at the end, and we are left with Eric Matthews chained up in the now infamous bathroom.
They definitely set it up for a third one. Where they didn't set up Saw for Saw 2.
Right. I think Saw 2, they're realizing we're probably going to make, dozen of these more. So let's go ahead and set it up for a Saw 2 or a Saw 3, a second sequel.
The connection of the Saw in the first movie to the second.
Yep. Yeah. The Saw that.
A literal Saw.
The literal hacksaw that Carrie Ewell's character from the first movie uses to cut off his own foot is what Daniel uses to kill the steroid enraged individual trying to kill him. I'm not going to lie. That scene where he cuts his own number off the back of his neck, that was pretty bad, too. I think that one was way worse than the sign of the own foot off. I feel like they showed a lot more of it. And just, like, for some reason, the idea of, like, cutting my own skin off.
Lawrence.
That was his name. Lawrence. Yeah, so Lawrence cutting his own foot off, in my opinion, was easier to watch than that big muscular dude cutting his own skin off. So, I guess I retract my statement from earlier that this one was less gruesome. There were a few pretty bad shots in this one, where I feel like in the first one, I wasn't really that grossed out at any given point.
Well, he cut it off so perfectly.
Right. Yeah, your comment was like,
rectangle.
How did he know where on his neck his own number was? Yeah. He couldn't see. He just guessed. Like, did he, is it on there in like puff paint?
Right.
So he could like feel it? Like, how did he know where the number was? It was colorful. That actually would be really funny. That would be a pretty funny scene watching Jigsaw paint numbers on people's necks with puff paint. Well, Matt, final thoughts on Saw 2. We've seen two of them now. You think better or worse than the original?
The second one?
Yeah.
It's out of the two we've watched so far, it's the second ranked in my ranking.
It's
so
in
far.
Second place. Okay.
I forgot about the ending, so that was kind of a cool little trick, but I literally have no idea what the other five are about, so it'll be interesting to see how they all tie together.
Yeah, I mean, timelines, I remember, get kind of wonky as you go further into it as well. There's no, like, definite timeline for this one. We only know it's been long enough for the two bodies in the bathroom to have started decomposing. So it's not like this is taking place just, like, a few days later. It's been a while.
Right.
Since the events of the first one. And I agree with you that this one definitely of the two is in second place. But I will say I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. It was a better movie than what I remembered it being. I mean, for what it is. It's right. A horror movie. And the franchise will continue to get more and more ridiculous. But perhaps that'll mean we'll enjoy it more and more. Who knows?
I'm sure there'll be more unreal scenes.
At the very least, it's an excuse for us to get together.
Yeah.
Catch up. And, you know, watch a terrible movie.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining me again, Matt. Tune in next time as we review Saw 3. Until then, I know I probably blew it, but this was Chew It with Brew.
Game over.